Our reading is from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This is what we celebrate. This is the message of joy to the world at Christmas time. Because at the beginning of the whole world, God was. And we read a parallel, really, to what John writes at the start of his gospel, at the beginning of the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. There was evening, and there was morning, the first day. See, darkness and light are opposites, but darkness isn't a thing. Darkness is an absence of a thing. Darkness isn't a thing by itself. Darkness is simply the absence of light. And in the beginning, the earth was formless, and the universe was formless and void. And God spoke, and the first thing he did was he created light. God spoke into the darkness. He brought himself into an empty and void universe, and he filled it with his light. Imagine how much of a bright place Eden must have been, a garden where the very presence of God was, where God walked with his people, a place filled with light. But because of all that Adam and Eve did when they made a mess of things, when they got stuff wrong, the darkness, the spiritual darkness came into the world, but the light of God still shines. And even though the world may seem dark at times, Jesus came in the way that God spoke and created light. Jesus came as the light of the world. The very one who created the light in the beginning came as the light of the world, born as a small baby. Jesus, the light of the world, came. Yet what happened at Calvary? As Jesus was crucified upon the cross, Matthew 27, verse 45 tells us that darkness covered the whole earth for 3 hours. But we know that Jesus didn't stay in the grave. For 3 days later, Jesus rose again. And now that light shines in the world. Jesus, the light of the world, is alive. But also he commissions you and I to be those that carry the light of Christ in the world. Jesus, the one true light, came, who now gives light to all things. Jesus, the light of the world, has come. And Jesus is still bringing light into people's lives today. What happened when Saul, somebody who was persecuting the church, who was against the message of Jesus, what happened when he encountered God? He was blinded by a great light. And today, this Christmas, Jesus is lighting our lives, and he is commissioning us. He's giving us a charge, a mandate, that we would be people that carry his light in a dark world. And we're called to be people who shine brightly for Jesus. We're called to be those who go to him, who are lit and illuminated by him, and carry that torch and that light into the dark world. In the darkness, it just takes one small flame to lighten it. We are called to light and shine in the world. And what does Jesus say? Who takes a light and hides it? You see, if we hide a light, what happens is the light goes out. No, instead, Jesus says, we're called to shine our light for all to see. We're called to shine the light of Jesus through the things that we do and the things that we say. We have a message of great joy, that in this world, which may seem hopeless and broken at times, In a world where people say, how can they trust God when there's so many things that go wrong? We have a message that says, well, Jesus comes, that Jesus has come, and Jesus can lighten the darkness. On whatever tomorrow looks like, we have the hope of Jesus to lighten the way ahead of us. We are called to shine the light of Jesus in our schools, in our workplaces, on the trustee boards that we're part of, in the homes and the families that we're part of. Because our light is Christ's light, and it far outweighs any darkness. See, the darkness cannot make the light go out, but the light gets rid of the darkness. I love, as Chris mentioned in our carol service last week, I love that people put their Christmas lights up weeks earlier this year, because when people were struggling and finding it a difficult season, light is something that has cheered people up. Darkness cannot make the light go out, but light gets rid of darkness. And you and I are called by Jesus to be luminaries, to be those that shine brightly in the world around us with the message and the hope of Jesus, because the light we shine is the light of Jesus. And we remember, as we have done through Advent, lighting another candle every week, that the light is increasing in the world. And as we finish 2020, as we enter into 2021, I really believe that God is calling us, as those who love him and know him and follow him, to carry the light of Christ, to shine brighter and brighter for him, because the kingdom of God is coming. The light of Christ is coming. And so this Christmas, we celebrate in the midst of a difficult year that the light outshines the darkness. The darkness has not overcome it. The one true light, Jesus, has come into the world. And because we know Jesus, we are filled with his light. And today, Jesus is asking you to shine his light in the world around us. So my prayer for us this year is that we would have a Christmas that is filled with joy and filled with light. That in this time that we may have off work, this time that we may have with those that we live with, that we would also take time to remember Jesus, the light of the world. That we would allow him to shine his light into the places of our lives where we've maybe been worried or anxious, or the places in our lives where we've maybe experienced ill health or concerns. That we would come to God, that in the space we have in these weeks ahead, that we would take time to bring those things before him, to allow him to shine his light into our darkness, that we may shine his light into the darkness in the world around us. You are called to be someone that bears the light of Christ, to go to him with all that you have, as great or as small as it may be, to go to him, to be set ablaze with light for him, and to shine the light of Christ in the world around us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you sent your son Jesus into the world at Christmas time. We thank you this is the time we remember his coming. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the light of the world. And this morning we bring to you the areas of darkness of our own lives, the hurts, the worries, the ill health, the concerns, the sadness, the mourning. And we bring them to you and ask you to shine your light into our lives, that we might go and shine your light into the world around us. Thank you that the coming of Jesus is joy, because Jesus is light. So, Lord Jesus, lighten our lives. Thank you that you commission us. You lighten us so that we may lighten the world around with your light. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Thank you that you love us so much. And thank you that you fill us with your spirit to shine your light in the world around us. In Jesus' name, amen.